This is Al Simpson. Now, Goosey House Democrats are hunting down their own Democrat kinfolk for voting against the president's budget. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Bill Clinton had to twist a lot of arms and bust heads to get the votes to pass his big tax hike package in the House. Some power-lusting Democrats even circulated a letter calling for the heads of all Democrat subcommittee chairmen who voted against the president. It takes real gall for these headline grabbers to tell fellow members that their actions have consequences. But these power-hungry Democrats have it backwards. Their own action will strap $273 billion in new taxes square on the backs of American taxpayers. Not the rich, you out there. Now that's what I call a consequence. Ted, if the huge tax hike package were really in the public interest, you wouldn't need threats to pass it. Come on, Ted, call off the witch hunt. For the fretful Democrats who stuck with the president's tax hikes for political reasons alone, I have some words of warning. Voters know how to head hunt, too.
Cut it out, Al. The House of Representatives gave President Clinton a well-deserved victory on his economic plan. As Speaker Tom Foley put it, in rejecting misguided suggestions for punishing Democrats who voted against the president's plan, we got our majority the old-fashioned way by appealing to the good judgment of members of our party to vote for the president's plan. They did, but they had to do it the hard way, too, over the intense opposition of Republicans who threw sand into every gear they could. One party in Congress does enforce goose-step conformity on its members, Al, the Republican Party. All 175 Republicans in the House of Representatives voted against President Clinton's plan. No one, not a single Republican, supported the president. 219 Democrats voted for his plan, and 38 Democrats voted against it. We tolerate dissent, Al. You don't. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.